Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Nahi Ani Tajassusi wa Tasammu'i li Kalami may yakrahu istima'ahu. The chapter on the prohibition of spying and eavesdropping. Look at the beauty of Islam, that even if something is done secretly but it's done wrong, then also a person shouldn't do it. One is where a person is openly talking about somebody, openly listening to ghibat, and now a little bit of a different shade is where a person is doing it, but he's doing it secretly. Person is eavesdropping, he's listening to somebody else's conversation, who's not happy for him to listen to their conversation. One is you get a person who's giving a karguzari. He went somewhere in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he come and he's giving someone a karguzari. He doesn't mind if anybody else is listening to that report that he's giving. But one is where a person doesn't like that I'm speaking to another person, and it's a third person that is sitting somewhere nearby and he's eavesdropping, he's listening into the conversation. That is where a person doesn't like it. Here it is prohibited. A person should not be doing this. Or sometimes you find people, they tap into other people's phones. Or sometimes a person may be on a conversation on the phone and another person may not be too far away in another room, but he can hear, and if he lends his ear close enough, he can hear the conversation that is taking place. All this is not permissible in the deen. This is the beauty of our deen. A person, he must be feel free. If he needs to speak, he must be free to speak the correct things. Person is listening, he must be free to listen, but he must be listening to the correct things. That is not permissible, should be stopped. Now what it does, it creates an environment of peace. It creates an environment of harmony. I don't fear that another Muslim brother is going to listen in on what I'm speaking. He's going to secretly look or secretly find out or secretly listen to what I'm saying. He knows that this is my deen and this is the beauty of Islam. Nobody will do this. So everyone is living in peace. Everyone is living in harmony. Otherwise, if this is something that becomes a normal practice, then people will always be scared that somebody might be listening into my conversation. Somebody might be there. Now in today's times, it's gone even further. This was the time of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, eavesdropping, and the other thing was spying. Now in our time, it's gone even further with social media, etc. Somebody hacks into another person's account or takes another person's phone and now starts looking at his private messages. The person doesn't know about it, but if he comes to know, he wouldn't be happy that you're spying or prying into their phone and looking at all the personal messages, personal emails, etc. All these things can be done. People can hack into other people's computers, and by hacking in, they can find out so much more information, hacking into other people's mobile phones or tablets, etc. So the beauty of Islam is that what a person would be happy for you to know, then there's no problem. You can, and he's happy for you to hear at that time, then there's no problem. You can listen to it. But where a person is won't be happy for you to do this, then you should not be doing this. This is the beauty of Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we'll see in today's hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he encouraged this, and he went to the, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained it in detail in this hadith. We'll see that these things should not be done, and what a person should do instead. In other words, how we should live as Muslims. So the first ayat of the Quran that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, قال الله تعالى ولا تجسسوا. In Surah Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala says, never spy. Yeah, spy means that the person goes and he peeps, or he inquires about a private matter of another person. He probes into another person's faults due to some type of suspicion in order to cause harm, or merely to satisfy one's curiosity. I'm curious to know what's happening. It is unbecoming of a believer to probe that which Allah Ta'ala has concealed. Yesterday we did a chapter that on the prohibition of jealousy. One thing under this jealousy, ulama explain, is that a person is not happy. Actually, the reality of jealousy is a person is not happy with the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has decided and chosen something for another person. That is in the taqdeer of that person. Now for us to desire for that to be snatched away from that person, that is not a wrong thing. Ulama explained, there's three levels. One is a person, he himself just desires that, how nice, that person can have also, and Allah Ta'ala gives me. For example, if that person, he's reading Quran Sharif a lot, that person is reading a lot of Salah, how nice, may Allah Ta'ala give me that quality also. This is the first level, there's no harm on this. The second level is, I wish that that ni'mat be snatched away from that person, and that same ni'mat be given to me. This is the second level of jealousy. And the third level of jealousy, ulama explain, is the worst level of jealousy. That ni'mat must be taken away from him. It doesn't matter whether it comes to me or doesn't come. That's not important. The main thing is ni'mat must be taken away from another person, another Muslim. That is the worst form of jealousy. So what is actually happening? A person again is angry or unhappy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very serious matter. So here again, where a person is probing and he's spying into what Allah Ta'ala has given somebody else, or what somebody else has got due to suspicion, all this is unbecoming of a believer. He's happy. What Allah Ta'ala has decided for him, he's happy. What Allah Ta'ala has decided for me, I'm happy. The person is content, then you'll find there's no need to probe, to spy, and to eavesdrop on anybody's conversation. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, iyyakum wa dhann, fa inna dhanna akthabul hadith, wa la tahassasu, wa la tajassasu, wa la tanafasu, ولا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا كما أمركم المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يحقره التقوى هاهنا التقوى هاهنا ويشير إلى صدره بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وعرضه وماله إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسادكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم وفي رواية لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تجسسوا ولا تحسسوا ولا تناجسوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا وفي رواية لا تقاطعوا ولا تدابروا ولا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا وفي رواية ولا يتهاجروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض رواه مسلم وروى البخاري أكثرها. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, beware of suspicion, because suspicion is the worst of lies. In other words, suspicion now will lead to a worst type of lie. That person never even do that, never even contemplate to do that, but because of my suspicion or because of your suspicion, now we will suspect somebody of doing something that he never even did, and we'll end up accusing a person of doing that. This is the worst type of lie. So the first part, beware of suspicion, because suspicion is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop, do not spy on one another, do not be rivals of one another. Do not harbor jealousy for one another. Do not bear malice towards one another. Do not turn your backs upon one another. We explained this before. A person wants to avoid his brother. The first thing he'll do is he'll turn to the side, he'll turn to the back, he'll act as though he didn't see the person at all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, do not turn your backs upon one another. O servants of Allah Ta'ala, remain as brothers as he has commanded you. A Muslim, how beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. Remain as brothers. Beautifully in Arabic, how beautiful the words are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانَا كَمَا أَمْرَكُمْ. Remain as brothers as Allah Ta'ala has ordered you. So the hadith goes on to explain that a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, he neither belittles him, nor abandons helping him. Piety is here, piety is here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his chest. Three times, piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. In other words, all these things you're going to do, you don't know what the end result of this man is going to be. So if this person is doing some guna secretly, and he's not affecting the public, and he's not a means of causing any type of confusion in the public, he's doing something wrong, what is the need for us to spy on him, to harbor jealousy for him, to have rivalry with him? Taqwa is here. Actually, what end result he has, Allah Ta'ala knows. So how he will end off, so therefore we obviously will hate the sin, and we'll hate the person for the sin that is there in its place, but there's no need to go beyond that. We should try and encourage the person to do something right, and we should be a means of encouragement where it is possible. Anyway, the hadith goes on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed three times to his chest and said, piety is here. It is sufficient to be regarded as a sin when a person despises his Muslim brother. The blood, wealth and honor of every Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your form, but He looks at your hearts and your actions. How beautiful. One statement of this takes away all the type of xenophobia that can ever exist. Takes away all the type of any type of racial discretion that can ever exist. That Allah does not look at your bodies, nor does at your form. In other words, your color means nothing to Allah Ta'ala. Your beauty and your muscles and your biceps and triceps Everything does not mean anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your forms, but He looks at your hearts and your actions. So it can be a very poor man, person that is a black man, got no money also. But if he's got that heart and he got the action, in the eyes of Allah, he's a very great man. In the eyes of people will look down at this person. They won't have any regard for him. He's got no wealth, he's got no beauty, he's got nothing as far as the world is concerned. But in the sight of Allah ta'ala, this man has got actions and he's got a good heart. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully is telling us, Allah does not look at your bodies nor your forms, but He looks at your hearts and your actions. Another narration has it that do not harbor jealousy for one another, do not bear malice towards one another, do not spy on one another, do not eavesdrop, do not cheat one another, O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. And the next narration has it, another narration has it, do not sever ties with one another, do not turn your backs upon one another, do not bear malice towards one another, do not harbor jealousy for one another, O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. And the last narration that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought under this hadith, another narration has it, do not sever ties with one another, do not purchase over the purchase of another. This hadith all are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, but most of it comes in Bukhari Sharif. This last part of the hadith, just to explain it, that do not purchase over the purchase of another person. What it means, if somebody is showing interest to buy a certain property, for example, or showing interest to buy a certain car, now you don't go at that time and offer that person that is selling. You already know that somebody is interested in buying it. Don't go and try and beat your brother's offer. That he went and offered the seller R1 million for that property, for that land, for that car, and now you heard about it, and now you say, hey, let me go offer 1.2 million. So do not purchase over purchase of another person. If somebody is already offering, at that time you stay away. If the seller refuses that offer, now you can go and put an offer, because that seller has already refused an offer. So the same thing happens in the hadith, it comes that do not propose over the proposal of your brother. In other words, somebody is interested in a certain girl, a certain woman, and that time whilst he's interested, that he's in the process of putting a proposal, don't go there and put a proposal, because now you'll be competing with your brother. You'll create some type of rivalry, and Islam doesn't like this. Everything we're seeing here is to create muhabbat, create love, to create the atmosphere of beauty, atmosphere of love in the house of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.